Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to another very special episode of IndiePod. This month, we of course are following up with another indie game book club. This one, we are going to be talking about Lonely Mountains Downhill by Megagon Industries. Of course, we have covered games like Spiritfarer and Cyber Shadow in the past, and now we are talking about a completely different game. I'm kind of enjoying the variety of our book clubs.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, like not many people really played Spiritfarer. And then we all kind of played different amounts of Cyber Shadow. Only one of us beat it. Whatever, it's cool. It was Big Josh Boy. Little did you know. And now we've got Lonely Mountains Downhill, which I'm actually really interested to see how many people actually got through a decent amount of this game, because I am on the last mountain in this game. Granted, I have been playing this game for like a year, and I just like play it off and on whenever I want to relax and shit like that. But of course, this is our Patreon timed exclusive episode. Eventually, I'm going to put them up.
It's a pretty big time window here.
This is pretty large at the moment. It's going to get smaller. I'm going to move into my new place, and that's one of my first priorities outside of, you know, unpacking and shit, is actually putting these up on free feeds, which is going to be fun. But these special episodes not only include us talking about a game, but we also are joined by several of our amazing patrons. So this episode, we are going to be joined by Phil, Sam, and Zach from our Patreon community. Thank you all so much for being patrons. You're all amazing. And let's talk about some Lonely Mountains Downhill. So, Big Josh Boy, give me your rough thoughts on the game. What do you think about Lonely Mountain?
Love parts of the game, hate a lot of the other parts, though.
Yeah?
This is not a game for me. This was one of those games where... No, I didn't like it.
It wasn't much fun.
I know. It's a good game. Like, it was fun the amount that I played, but for me, it's the same idea of inverted controls. I did just not like the mirrored, like, version of having to watch where he is and, like, get that down. Like, that part of my brain, I have a lot of trouble with. So there were, like, I was getting good at it. I got all the way to, like, I think the third mountain or so, and played a couple of the tracks in there. You know, I've done a good amount of it, but it was one of those ones where if this wasn't for this episode, I probably would have played a map or two and been like, I know what it is. I'm good. Like,
I mean, and it doesn't help that, like, the game's kind of, it's like serene nature. It very like loosely covers a very difficult game. Like,
I love the juxtaposition of it, though.
Yeah, let's be real. It's super hard.
The fact that it's so, like, you look at this game from the outside and you're like, oh, Lonely Mountain Downhill. It's this serene, very tranquil, just you're riding down a mountain on a bike. It seems like a nice time. And you're like, nope. Fuck you.
You're like, no way in any point in this game would I want to break my controller. It's impossible. And then you get to like fucking, dude, once you get to Mount, like if you got to Mount Riley, that's the last mountain. Mm-hmm. Seriously, the most fucking annoying shit on earth. There are so many trees. Oh my God. It's fucking ridiculous. I have to say, with the first like two mountains, they do not prepare you for the amount of trees in Mount Riley. I mean, because Sierra Rivera, I think, is the third one. That's the desert mountain. Yeah. And that's pretty cool. I actually enjoyed that. Like, there are some cactuses and stuff like that, but typically it's a lot of just like sheer drop-offs, which depending on your bike that you choose to ride it, to ride down on, it can be pretty hard. But you get to like the fourth mountain, it's like a tree every inch and you're like, dude, stop.
That was another thing that was kind of pissing me off with this game, is I hated that you had to play so much of it before things started really unlocking. as far as only get your basic, you know, bike, you get your that one mountain that you start with, and you're like, okay. And I had already seen the things that I was doing jumps where I was like one of my favorite things about this game is the shortcut idea of trying to beat your time, trying to find this one little path and being like, can I go there? Can I do this?
And I mean, often enough it backfires though, which is super funny because it's either a really hard path or it takes you to not the right place.
Straight off the map. Like, but I love that. Like, that was one of my favorite parts about the game. But what was pissing me off is I needed a bike that would be more for shock absorption, because that's the kind of stuff I wanted to do. And I was getting so pissed off because I was like, if I was riding a bike, I could do this shit. Why do you keep dying from a little baby jump?
Yeah, the grasshopper bike is pretty well rounded. That's the first bike that you get. And I made the mistake of spending, because if you haven't played Lonely Mountains Downhill, the way that you gain more bikes is by completing time challenges to get gears, which then allows you to purchase bikes. And each bike has a different amount that it costs. Typically, it's roughly just around like 6 to 8, but the kind of like higher end bikes that are more scaled toward one thing or another, which would be speed or shock absorption and kind of like brake control, those are typically around 8. I made the mistake of being like, oh, you know what? I want speed so that I can get through these, but your shock absorption goes way down. So I got like the Trailblazer initially. And it's like, it's a good bike. I actually really liked it, and it's a very fast bike. But if you go like a foot without touching ground, you're dead. You're 100% dead. And then I just unlocked, like, before we were playing this, I was like, you know what? I need to hop back in. I need to try some shit out. And I just got 8 gear so that I could purchase, I believe it's called Geronimo. It's the last bike, and it is the one it's fully into shock absorption, and its brakes are pretty sweet, but at a big, big penalty for speed, because it is so fucking slow. It's seriously just like a snail's pace bike. It's so funny. I hate it, but it's also great because I seriously, I'm not even joking, fell off like the side of a mountain and lived. And I was like, what?
That's why you just got to cut corners, man. Like, that's what I kept trying to do. I can't tell you how many times I spent so long trying to just cheese it in this game because I thought it was so cool of being like, I know I can get down this mountain by just like slightly scratching my bike tires against the mountain, and I kept doing that, and like it took me a long time to get it, but I was like, yeah, fuck you.
I mean the only thing it sucks is if you do the wrong thing, I mean, one, you're either gonna die, or two, you're gonna waste your time, because most of the things are based on like time trials, and then there's the ones that are based on it's always like, typically they might put some gear behind it, but typically it's just customization stuff like new paint jobs and stuff. Needless to say, I do not have a lot of new paint jobs because they're typically behind the don't crash. Oh, like it's like crash 11 times or fewer, and I'm just like, yeah, it's not gonna happen. Like,
yeah, the don't,
because when I first bomb, I mean, it's nice that when you first get to a mountain, there's no time limit, no nothing. It's just figure it out. You get to see what you do. So like, I typically die like upwards of 50 times the first time down my mountain, because I'm like, I just want to find the shortcuts first of all. So like, I think I was just on Mount Riley, I think trail 2 or 3, and there was basically like, you go around this bend and there's a small section and you're not supposed to be able to do this. I know for a fact that you're not supposed to, but I basically just jump this gap and there are trees on the other side to keep you from getting over there. But if you do it just right, you can get over or through the trees. Yeah. And it was just perfect. I was like, yes. And then of course I rounded another bend, barely tapped a rock and died. And I was like, fuck.
That is the thing that pisses me off so much in this game, is I feel like sometimes it is fair, and other times you are like, what the hell are you talking about? I sneezed at this rock and it just wiped me off.
But then other times you could fall 100 feet just straight down, and then it's just like,
you're good.
You're good.
You're good.
Yeah, you're totally fine. Like, you hit a twig on the way down. It canceled out most of your momentum. Yeah, and then there's always those ones where like, and it's the one that pisses me off the most, when you're going up a steep ledge. Like, you're just trying to get up a rock. You go up a steep ledge because you fell a little bit too far back, and then you get halfway up and it's just like dead.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't even fall.
That would piss me off so much. I was like, what are you talking about?
out. Yeah, like I didn't hit anything. Or there are always, always, especially with Mount Riley, but there are always in every level, just random little twigs that'll just be like off the trail just a little bit. And because of where the camera's positioned, you'll be like bombing. You're like, I know this trail. I'll be so good. You're like, haven't died once, just bombing. And just barely hit that twig, dead. And my favorite thing about this game, this is seriously one of the funniest fucking games ever because of the ragdoll physics of you barely hitting it and your guy just catapulting into the stratosphere. It just, whoop. And you get to watch it like fly. I'm like, oh my God.
That's so good. So much fun.
I really like it. I definitely, one of my favorite parts is the exploration of mountains, like trying to find different trails. For sure. And I love that they don't clearly mark them. Like you have these standard trails, but then sometimes you'll see just a little bit of a lighter portion of dirt. And you're like, maybe that's a trail. A lot of the time it's not. And I just fuck myself. But sometimes it totally works out. And then there's always those few moments where you find your own way down and you're like, I definitely wasn't supposed to do that.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, I loved it because I forget when it was, but one of the times I was playing, my wife was there because I played this on the Xbox. And my wife sat down and she's like, oh, what are you playing? And I was like, oh, it's this game where you ride down a mountain. And so she tries it out. Dude, she was so bad at it. Because my wife is not a gamer. And this is a hard game to comprehend just because of that weird mirrored kind of perspective of like you have to bike in a certain way. I shit you not, like 10 times in a row, she would immediately start and just U-turn and just drive right off the cliff. And I'm like, where are you going? Where do you think you're going?
I mean, I've done that exact same thing, being like, okay, there's a trail right there. I know that I can get down it. And then just hit a rock like right next to where the trail is and die over and over and over again. I'm like, I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to. Waste like five of my crashes immediately.
Yeah. It was so good though. Cause it was one of those experiences where it was like, normally I get aggravated when I watch my wife play games because I'm like, oh God, it's so simple. But like with this one, I was like, you're not gonna get it. Like, let me just watch and enjoy it kind of a thing. And so she played it. She got, you know, okay. There was a point where she was like kind of going through the level and I was like, oh, good job, you know, whatever. And so today I was walking, you know, before here outside, and I was talking to my wife and she's like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I gotta do the podcast thing. And she's like, oh, what game are you talking about today? And I was like, oh, that mountain game. And she's like, oh, that fuck ass game.
It is pretty hard. I totally understand. And that's what's kind of nice about it being on Xbox Game Pass is that you really get to see if it's for you. Like if you'd ever want to purchase it, I totally would, because I think the game is a lot of fun. I really, really enjoy it. But for everybody listening, it is available seemingly both on Xbox Game Pass PC and console, because you said you were playing on the actual console, right?
Yeah, I'm playing on the Xbox.
So there you go. Very easy. You could see if you want to get into it. It is by far one of the most relaxing and aggravating games I've ever played. Like, it's seriously, I can pop my top in 2 seconds, or I could be like gassed with how funny a crash was.
I'd be ready for you to pop your top. You know what I'm saying?
I get you, big boy. But you know whose pops are probably not topped? I don't know what that means. That doesn't even make any sense. Let's hop over to our patrons to see what they think. And I'm very excited to hear from Mr. Philip Renshaw, the Wombat Emperor of Australia, because apparently he's a pro fucking gamer and is good at this game and was talking mad shit to the big Josh boy about how he sucks at video games.
I did love it. Okay, in my defense, it's a game that I could be good at, but I choose not to be. Like, this is a game where if I wanted to put in the time to like practice and get good, but I immediately knew that this wasn't for me. So I decided not to.
Oh, okay. I see, big Josh boy.
But also, fuck it, man. I'm bad at games. What are you going to do?
Okay, so let's hop over and hear Mr. Philip Renshaw, the Wombat Emperor of Australia's opinions of Lonely Mountains Downhill.
Lonely Mountains Downhill is a mountain bike game where the aim is to get from the top of a mountain track down to base camp, preferably as quickly as you can, with as few crashes as possible. On first appearances, it is a very calm, peaceful game, as you ride down gentle slopes, listening to calming nature sounds, while your eyes feast on the gorgeous graphics that use dynamic lighting and depth of field effects to really nail the aesthetics. Make no doubt, though, this initial appearance of tranquility is an absolute lie. Play the game for more than a few minutes, and you quickly become aware of how devilishly difficult this game can be with its challenges. I don't care who you are, by the time you unlock night modes and are going for the free ride challenge, a challenge where you must get from top to bottom without a single crash, it is absolutely brown trousers time. Still, it is an experience I greatly enjoy. There is something to be said for getting back to some classic gaming. Gaming where there is no grinding. There is no unlocking of skill points to make your character control better or go faster. And the only thing that stops you from beating the challenge that you have in front of you is your own abilities. And the sheer joy that you feel when you finally conquer a challenge that seemed impossible when you first ran down that mountain is quite simply why I play games. This is a fill-ass game. The only complaints I really have about this is its camera and my ability to perceive depth. The camera is purely automatic and the player has no control over it at all. This is, I believe, ultimately a good thing, as controlling the camera would absolutely get in the way of controlling the bike itself. And for the most part, the camera angles that the developers have chosen are fine for driving the main paths. But it can make finding shortcuts, which are necessary for beating many of the challenges, somewhat trial and error. It also takes quite a while to get used to the depth in this game. The number of times I've just been riding along the path, thinking I'm in the clear, cruising to the next checkpoint or finish line, and then I manage to hit a rock on the side and crash is just far too high. With that said, as I've played more and more of the game, this has been happening to me less and less. So I get good, I guess. The graphics are incredibly beautiful. The decision to go without a music track and instead rely on the sounds of nature really helps make you feel immersed in the world. The gameplay is brilliant, and for anyone who loves a good challenge without any of the wank that comes with a story or grinding for better stats, then this is the game for you.
I love the... what did he call it? Wank?
Oh, yeah. I love
because
the...
of the bit of wank that comes with story and grinding.
I like the brown trousers moment.
Oh yeah, it's brown trousers difficult.
Yeah. He brings up a really good point, and it's true. Like, this game is really good for the fact that the only reason why you suck at this game is because you suck at the game, right? It's not like you have to pay to get better. It's not you have to just play and put in time. Like, it is very much, and I respect that about it. And I'll say to his point, like, I had the same thing where the first couple of times I played it, I was just dog shit at it. And then afterwards, I would go through those same mountains and I'd be like, this is easy. Like, I'd breeze through them afterwards. But it's one of those things where it's still, like, just getting into that mindset, I think, is super hard. I cannot imagine how difficult this game would be if they were also like, try to control the camera while you're doing this.
Oh,
no
yeah.
fucking way, dude. This I game mean, would be impossible if you also had to worry about that.
There is something that I noticed on specifically Mount Ridley and no other mountains, which I'm actually kind of surprised about since they do the fixed camera angle, is that in a section in Mount Ridley, I believe in either the first or second trail, there's actually like a kind of swampy portion of the map where you are riding a trail that's inside kind of like a little mountain range. Like there's a slight like incline right next to you and the camera actually clips behind it and you just see the white like void of game space, you know, that's in game dev. And it was very weird and off-putting. And I haven't seen it in any other levels, which actually I'm kind of surprised about. But no, that is 100% great point. One, that it's only as difficult as like based on your abilities. And two, I never would have thought about controlling the camera in this game. That would be so fucking hard. But it would be nice because then I could see the twig on the side of the road. Yeah. But otherwise, like, I feel like that's also kind of like the fun factor, like the humor is almost not being able to see something and then just crashing and you're like, what the fuck? Like,
but he's right, though, because there were so many times where I would be like, there's no way I hit that from a depth perception point of view, where yeah. I'd be like biking along, and then all of a sudden this log is just in my way, which it wasn't a second ago. Dead. And I'm like, how is this possible? Where did you come from? No.
Yeah, it's depth perception is really, really weird in the game. And it really sucks because you'll think you have it down pat. You're like, yeah. I know exactly where this log is. And then it's just, nope.
Yeah. I think the idea of that no camera definitely plays into the fact that they want you to keep replaying these. Like, you're constantly redoing the same level, right? A lot of these are you going into those same trails. It's the same mountain. It's not like a wide variety of mountains, right? So they obviously want that replayability, and something where you could control it would probably make it seemingly less of a different run each time, you know what I mean? Because you don't, you wouldn't have to be like, oh, can I do this trail? Can I try it this time? Do I want to risk it to, you know, get that biscuit? it just depends. I think what would be interesting if they wanted to say like, oh, okay, you beat all of them, or you know, you've beaten it enough where they give you like a free camera mode that you could just kind of like swipe around and like look. So that it's like not part of the trail, but to like scope it out and be like, okay, this is probably the best place to go or something like that for the people who really want to, you know, min-max on time. But I don't know. I think it would be too much.
Like if they made a second game, they made a drone shot so where you can actually map out trails and be like, okay, I roughly know where I'm going to go.
Right.
Now, I think that would be really, really interesting, but I guess it would also kind of cut back on the enjoyment of finding a shortcut. Because like I said, often enough, like you'll just stumble across a shortcut and you're like, oh my God, how did I not notice this was there before?
Yeah.
Like you'll just crash so many times over and over and over again, trying to get around a quick bend and then realize that there was actually a shortcut that just hopped over that entire section of the map. It's so much fun. I really, really enjoy it. And I'm excited to hear what Mr. Sam from Canada feels about Lonely Mountains Downhill. So let's hop over and hear Sam's thoughts.
Hey guys, it's Sam from Canada, here to tell you my opinion on Lonely Mountain Downhill. I loved the game a lot. I like these little games like Trials and most of those games, but I stopped playing them a while back because, I don't know, the magic kind of ran out. So, yeah. When I discovered this game, I kind of fell back into the genre a little bit. It's different, but it's still the same kind of die, repeat, you know, kind of game. So what I think about it is that there's a little mode called exploration, which is perfect for when you just want to lay low and relax on the couch or, you know, by the pool, whatever. And, That was actually my favorite mode. I've played the other like difficulties to unlock the mountains and the trails and the bike parts and stuff, but not all of them. I just wanted all the mountains and to see what they looked like, but mostly just to do the exploration modes, just to like go down the hills and try to find shortcuts and, you know, just have a good time. And yeah, that's what I took out of this game. Just the simple idea of just going down a hill and trying not to crash, but I don't know, there's something to it. It's beautiful, and you know, the polygon art is kind of very well made, and there's no music, so the sounds just like they're relaxing, and you know, the overall feeling of the game is just great for a good time. So yeah, I loved the spike in difficulty from times to times, just to you know, try to beat myself, my own score. So yeah, that's my take on the game. It's a good game. I'd give it maybe a 7 out of 10 just for the sheer replayability. And if you like that kind of game, well, you're gonna be hooked into it for a while. So I've been playing it for a month, and I just put it down like maybe a week ago. So yeah, that's my take on the game. Thanks for listening to me, guys. Have a good day.
Like the children noise in the background there.
I know, you gotta love, there's like two things I really took away from that, and it's completely outside of what he was actually saying about the game, is that like, seemingly, no matter what, if you have children, there are two things that are always present. One, there's always children in the background. Yeah. Guaranteed. Everything you do, there's going to be kids in the background. And two, seemingly every parent is just perpetually out of breath. And it's so funny.
He's too busy dealing with the kid.
Yeah, he's like running around, like corralling their child. And it's just like, dude, it's just, I finally found like 2 minutes outside of trying to keep my child alive where I could record something about Lonely Mountains Downhill. It's so awesome. I love Sam. He's so cool. But brings up a great point, just like randomly within the discussion about what's good about Lonely Mountain Downhill. I love that, like, seemingly this game, however much it seems very, very straightforward, it offers us all a different way to play. Mm-hmm. Where Sam was excited about the exploration, just being able to go down and like kind of enjoy just shooting down mountains, and it's a very peaceful moment, not having to worry about time trials. And then you have Phil, the exact opposite, who's seemingly trying to get down in those free roams or those free rides that's just one try, and the night mode. I didn't unlock any of those, and I didn't actually even try the exploration. I was mostly just in it to try to get like new bike parts so I could get these new bikes and see how they worked, and to try to find these different shortcuts, because the shortcuts are like the most fun part of the game for me. Right. And trying to master them and get down them is so nice. And once you finally just glide down a shortcut, feels so good. It's just awesome. I really enjoy it.
I think it's interesting too, because just like you said, funny enough, we started this episode saying how it puts on this facade, and even Phil said it in his review of basically saying like the game is lying to you. It's not a nice experience. It's not going to be this like, you know, butterflies and cheery attitude type game. But Sam's over here like, what a great serene moment. You get to just sit on the couch and enjoy myself. And it's like everyone takes something away that's a little bit different, right? You know, he's just there because he wants to just get into that exploration mode. He just wants to ride his little bike, which is great, you know? Like,
yeah, I think completely avoid the challenge if you want to and just have fun.
Right. I mean, that's what's great about, you know, like, obviously this is an older type like styled arcade games that have those multiple modes, is like it's the same basic mechanic, but they're building on it in different ways that like cater to different audiences, which you don't see a lot in more, you know, AAA games or more, you know, linear faceted games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to hear from Zach. Because it seems like Zach might be the tiebreaker here. Maybe they don't like the game.
Oh,
maybe,
that would be interesting.
Maybe not. We'll see. I think we'll see. Is the first one where we've gone through and seemingly all of us... Well, actually, that's not true because you said that you weren't a big fan of it.
I mean,
it seems like the majority of us are actually fairly big fans of this game.
It's a good game. It's just not a Josh game. It is 100%.
Yeah, it's good jelly, not your jam.
100% good jelly, not my jam. Let's find out what Zach thinks.
So, Lonely Mountains Downhill... I've really been digging this game, actually. The way I've been enjoying it is kind of playing it late at night, winding down, helping me relax before bed. Because a lot of the games I've been playing recently aren't really good for that, so this has been a nice change of pace. But what I really appreciate about this game is depending on the way you choose to play it, it can either be a chill, casual, pretty relaxing experience, or a surprisingly challenging game. Like, if you're going in as a completionist and you're trying to beat all the challenges, unlock all the bikes and everything... pretty tough, especially when you get to Free Rider and there's no checkpoints. Like, that's pretty brutal. But you get to choose, you know. If I pick it up in the middle of the day and I pick up the controller and I want to play, I'll go back and do some of the tough challenges. If I'm trying to wind down, I'll just do like Explorer or Beginner and try to unlock the next track, you know, just try to move on. Because the track unlocks aren't locked behind the tough challenges. They're on Beginner, or I think it's Beginner. Which is pretty nice. So you could just choose to play it casually and not worry about the challenges, or you can really punish yourself. And the controls work surprisingly well, too. I used the screen-based steering, because left-right steering just sounded like torture. I haven't even tried that, but it sounded awful. But there's just something really gratifying about bombing a really steep hill, and then a sharp turn comes up, and you just carve by steering aggressively. And it's such a simple control scheme, but it works really well. And sure, every now and then you'll slam face first into a rock because point of view got a little weird, but that doesn't really come down to the controls. That's you know, camera angles. And I really enjoy the art style. It's simple, and minimalist, but it really gets the point across, and it looks really nice, especially track or a mountain too, where it's like the red dirt and the sunset kind of vibes with the green of the trees. Nice contrast, really nice. And I was kind of pissed when there was no music at first, because I was just like, no music, that's a fucking rip. But it grew on me, and I realize now that it was a really good choice, and it kind of lets you blend into the nature, and it kind of feeds into the escapism feel of this game, because just blend into the nature and all the atmosphere, the ambience, it's really nice, and I appreciate that decision now that I've actually played this game enough. But yeah, Lonely Mountains Downhill definitely gets a thumbs up from me. My really only complaint is that occasionally I'll crash into a rock and think I should have made it through fine, but that's a pretty small complaint. Really enjoyed it.
There you go.
I love how weird it is. It's like some sort of weird serendipity that every time we brought something up, immediately after we listened to the one where they brought it up, and I'm like, what the fuck?
This is weird. It's almost like this was set up, even though I didn't listen to any of these beforehand.
Neither did I. Yeah. I literally just put them in this order because it's alphabetical order based on the way that I titled them in my computer.
Works for me.
It's super weird. I honestly though, 100%. I really agree. I think it's great for basically any kind of person who wants to play. Zach brought up a great point, is that like unlocking mountains isn't based on the higher difficulties. Instead, it's based on basically, I believe, on the beginner and like normal modes of running down the trails is just getting down in a certain amount of time. Right. And then you basically like unlock it, which is actually not even hard to do. You don't even need to find any shortcuts to do that. Typically I did just because I thought it was fun, and especially because you can find the shortcuts pretty early on. Like, they're not just randomly sparsed out in the middle to the end of tracks. Like, from the beginning, when you start out, your bike will be right. And if you just go left, you could probably find a shortcut, which is really, really cool.
Yep.
And I loved that, especially because like sometimes I would be heading down, like barreling down a mountain, thinking that it was a shortcut, or being like, there's no way this is a shortcut. There's no way they prepared for somebody to do this. Kind of like they never play tested their fucking game because I'm some sort of genius. And then it'd be like, no, oh, yeah, that was a legitimate shortcut. That was totally supposed to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, watch the IGN does a really interesting series called like Devs React to Speedrun. And I ended up watching that for this. And a lot of them, the devs know about, but there were a few of them where the devs are like, what? Why? How did they do that? Like, kind of a thing, which I love hearing because it's so cool watching. I mean, I don't know how the devs feel. I feel like it would still be cool, but like feeling like watching
break, somebody break your life's work.
Like you're just right like in front of you. Yeah. One of the comments was like, wow, we spent so much time designing that mountain. Cause the guy's just like, flies right through it. It's one of my favorite things, man. And it's super impressive to watch people who like know what they're doing in this game play this game, because it's crazy. It is insane how fast you can be with this game.
Oh yeah, imagine it's just like watching people in I mean, I don't often watch speedruns, but watching people good in basically anything that requires a large amount of skill is amazing. Mm-hmm. Like watching people who are good at fighting games actually play is pretty weird, especially if you hop into something like Smash Bros, where they just dart around the screen and you're like, I can't even see you. How can you see you? What is happening right now? And then there's Lonely Mountains Downhill that you're just like, no way. There's no way that there's some sort of weird speedrun community for this game. And it's like, nah, that exists. And it's not even weird. It's just, it's amazing. It's awesome. I really enjoyed the game, and I'm glad that everybody seemingly enjoyed it at least a little bit, even if it wasn't their jam. Conceded and said it was a good game. Then I like how I said conceded, like you fucking, you're like staunchly like it's a shit game.
We convinced
you. Yeah. No. Yeah.
You know, fucking fuck ass game.
It's honestly a great game. I'd recommend everyone try to check it out, obviously, because it's on Xbox Game Pass PC yeah. or consoles. Super easy. And if you don't like it, I mean, typically, I would say if you don't like it immediately, then you're probably not going to. But since there are a myriad of ways that you can play this game, maybe check it out. Maybe, like, you don't like the first mountain, but you'll like the challenges in the second or later.
It's
like,
true. Yeah.
Shit happens, so...
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. Thanks everybody for sending in your audio for this month's book club. We currently do not know what we're going to be doing for. Course, we've got a special episode in between, but we don't know what our next book club is going to be. But if you would like to know, be sure to become a patron at the $3 tier or higher, where you can not only send in your audio, but you can also vote on what we play next for our book clubs and be part of the community. And of course, just thank you to anybody who gives us any amount of money on Patreon. You're amazing. You get these episodes early.
At all.
So... thank you so much for being so amazing. This has been our book club for May 2021, where we spoke about Lonely Mountains Downhill by Megagon Industries. Once again, check it out over on Xbox Game Pass, PC, or consoles. Very easy to get it there, or possibly just pick it up on the console of your choice. I believe it is pretty much across all platforms. I know for a fact that it's on the Nintendo Switch. So try it out. It's a lot of fun. And that is it. For us, thanks everyone so much for listening, and somebody will talk to you the week after this go lives. I'm pretty sure I'll be moving, so it's gonna be Josh and Josh. It's the Josh attack.
It's the Josh show, the Josh. Baby. These Joshes are out of control.
Exactly. That is it for us. Thanks everyone so much for listening, and goodbye.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.